Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. This day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us, and in the morning you shall see his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm happy to see all of you in this beautiful Christmas Eve morning, and that you have come to make the final preparation for the in preparing the birth of our Savior. And on this Christmas Eve morning, we should look and be silent for a while and relax ourselves whenever we have rested well before some big occasion. We notice that the preparations for that occasion are always much more easy to bear. This vigil of the Nativity of our Lord shows us the final glimpses of what is expected to happen on this holy night. The introit of the Mass, which I read you in the beginning, shows that it is today, namely in on the vigil, that we have learned that tomorrow is that great day of salvation. Also, the gradual tells us that this day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us, and in the morning you shall see his glory. And on Sundays, the Alleluia verse also tells us that tomorrow shall the iniquity of the earth be abolished, and the Savior of the world shall reign over us. The gospel of this beautiful Vigil Mass tells us how Saint Joseph learned in a dream from an angel that his wife Mary would give birth to the Messiah, that who would be the Son of the Most High. And the Holy Family was certainly extremely well prepared of fulfilling their great responsibility. And we, of course, honor and try to imitate Holy Family in our lives as closely as it is possible. But what we might not often think about too much is that this our Lord Jesus, whom's birth we prepare to celebrate, that the fact that he was the Messiah, the long expectant of the nations, was a very, very big secret on that time. It was only very few chosen individuals who had learned this great and mystifying secret. Of course, the Holy Family knew it, and Saint Elizabeth knew it, but the whole world around them and didn't have a clue how great a day the first Christmas would be, and they didn't have any idea that the long-expected Savior had now been born. And even more remarkable is that the devil himself, he did not know that this would be the night when the Messiah would come, and this would be the night when God himself would descend from heaven, and which great fact would become his ruin in the end. The devil, even though he was very cunning and very clever, God did not allow him to learn this great fact, because he wanted to save his son, because the true mission of Jesus on earth was not to be born, but to die. His whole life would be prepare the nations for his death, and so that they could be reunited to God in heaven. And if devil would have learned or known that it was Jesus who would accomplish this mission, he would never have allowed him to die on the cross. And that's why in today's gospel you can sense the great mystery, the great secret which the Holy Family, especially Saint Joseph, had to guard, namely that no one was meant to know that Jesus was the long expected Messiah. That's why the whole life of Jesus on earth was a great torment to devil, because he certainly expected that this child whom so many miracles accomplished, he might be something great. He was probably a prophet. He might even be the greatest prophet ever been born. But the devil did not know that he was the Messiah. And if the devil, because of his pride, if he didn't know something, namely what Jesus truly was, that was a great series of torments for him. And one of the greatest reasons why he did not know it was that when he looked at the Holy Family, the devil saw nothing but an ordinary, happy and devout family, father, mother, and child fulfilling their daily duties. He, knowing the scriptures, he knew that the Messiah would be born from a virgin, but he thought that Joseph and Mary were just the regular married couple. He couldn't understand what was so great about this child, and the fact that he didn't know was the source of great torment and torture for him. Dear faithful, on this Christmas Eve, we should be grateful. We should be very happy that to us it has been trusted this great secret that Jesus is our Savior. We can be, and we should be, just as happy as Saint Joseph is in today's Gospel, that God has not only sent his Savior on the earth, but he has trusted this message, he has trusted this secret to us. So most of the people in the world, they either do not know that Jesus is our Savior, or if they know it, they do not care. What a truly sad fate is that for the big and most part of the world. But we shouldn't stop worrying or feeling sad about it, but we should try to do all in our power to let the world know about this great message that for us is born a Savior and a Redeemer. That which was a great secret on the first vigil of Christmas and on the first Christmas night, that is not meant to be a secret anymore. So let us always be courageous, both in defending this great teaching of the Catholic Church about Jesus Christ, and also to prove that to the world that we believe this message by living a holy and devout life, always fulfilling God's commandments, and also being sorry and repentive of our own sins. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.